As we begin a new year, first of all, I wish you a happy new year. For this is the eve of the first day of the year of grace 2025, which is also a holy year of grace. This was decreed in the Old Testament to bring many graces and pardons and indulgences to those who were prepared, who worked for them. And so work for them, prepare for them. But also, we begin a new year altogether. Who is to know? Here we have all these readings, are very similar to last week's readings, when our Lord announces the portents that would take place at the end of time. And that's what it's all talking about, the end of time. And some people say, oh, I don't want to be there. Well, every time we say the Lord's Prayer, we wish for the end of time. Thy kingdom come. That is what we are praying for every time we say the Lord's Prayer. And so we need to prepare for that. For that reason, we have been created. For that reason, we have been recreated through the sacrament of baptism and given new life through the sacraments of penance and of communion and confirmation. And so everything we do should be to prepare us for the end of time. Now granted, the end of time of the world and of the universe may not be the end of time for us. We may end, our time may end before that time comes. And that's the way it's been for 2,000 years. Every generation has wondered and asked, is this it? Is he coming? And he didn't. He hasn't yet. And so we don't know. He told us. Only God knows. And he made it very clear that it's not his place as a son of man, the son of Mary, who is God, to tell us when that time is. If we knew that it was in 2 years or 5 years, then in the meantime we would be carousing and drinking and carrying on because we knew that we have time to prepare. We always presume that we have time, but we do not know. Is the angel of death coming to get us tonight? Many, many of us have died in this parish in particular. Of course, if you came to the High Mass on Sundays, you will see that that also has the other side of the coin, when there are more and more and more babies all the time, and more on the way, 3 or 4 on the way. Every time I say something, there's 2 or 3 or more that are on the way. Many, many baptisms, many children, and several people who are preparing for baptism into the church. So it's not the end, but it is very, very visible at such a mass that there are few people when we think, well, what is going on? What is happening? Nothing is happening. The whole world, the whole church is realizing that what happened 50 years ago was a big mistake and that we need to go back to the reality of that which we have had for 2,000 years. And to which we maintain here as well. But nevertheless, I must do my duty, and we are here until there's no one. And then we will have the High Mass on Sunday. So, nevertheless, the time has not come. But for each and every one of us, we do not know if the time is about to come. Yesterday I was visiting some parishioners, and there was a staircase, a wooden staircase, no carpets or rows, and the last step was very steep. And I was on the phone, and all of a sudden, and that phone call was very important, I could not take it, and all of a sudden I went flying, and I landed on my back, on my derriere, and on my head, all of which hurt today, of course. But I mean, it could have been the last moment. Many times it happens to many. But it was not very well lit, and it was very hard. It was not carpeted. So that could have been my moment. And when my moment comes, will I be ready? Hopefully, yes. After all the masses I say and the prayers I say, if I'm not ready, then we're in trouble. But in the meantime, you need to pray. You need to go to as many masses as you can, not just on Sundays. You need to say as many rosaries as you can and the chaplets. And of course, today, the Feast of St. Andrew, we begin the Christmas prayer, which we are supposed to say 15 times a day until Christmas Day. And so we'll do that momentarily. In the meantime, we thank God for all his blessings, for there are so many, and we ask forgiveness for all our sins, and there are so many, and we prepare for his glorious coming, the coming of the Son of Man. Remember, that term means Son of God. We are meant to think our faith, not just to take it at face value. The Son of Man is the Son of God, and he is the second person of the Trinity, the Creator of the universe with the Father and the Holy Spirit, the Savior of the universe with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And he will come at the end of time to get us, whenever that may be. So be ready. That is the call of the season of Advent. He is coming. Adventus est. Be ready, for you know not the moment or the hour or the day when he shall come. Be ready. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.